USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Questions are being raised on the status of American Paul Whelan, who has been wrongfully detained in Russia for nearly 4 years, serving a 16-year sentence on espionage charges. There have been reports Paul has been missing scheduled phone calls and that Russian authorities apparently transferred him to a prison hospital. Paul's brother David is keeping us informed.
One of the things that is important is to know where he is and to be able to communicate with him and to have him communicate with us to let us know if he is struggling with money on his phone card or abuse by prison guards or human rights violations or being transferred to places that he wasn't expected to be transferred to.
The prison princess of Wales, William and Kate, arrived in Boston Wednesday. The three-day royal visit in and around Boston culminates in the 2022 Earthshot Prize Award ceremony. It was inspired by President John F. Kennedy's famous moonshot speech, in which he promised Americans will fly to the moon and back. Wednesday, the pair appeared at Boston City Hall for a welcoming ceremony with Mayor Michelle Wu.
60 years ago, President John F. Kennedy's moonshot speech laid down a challenge to American innovation and ingenuity. "We choose to go to the moon," he said, "not because it is easy, but because it is hard."
Ticketmaster got Taylor Swift fans in an uproar. Now Congress wants to know more about it.
Two senators are asking the FTC to look into Ticketmaster's Taylor Swift presale debacle. Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn and Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal sent a letter to the FTC chair Tuesday. They're asking what the commission is doing to mitigate the impact of bots and other malicious software when it comes to selling tickets on the Internet. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Higher interest rates are here to stay, and they may even get higher before long. Those are just some of the assessments coming from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who warned the central bank will push rates higher than previously expected and keep them for an extended period as part of the ongoing effort to rein in inflation. But he said the pace for hiking interest rates could ease as soon as next month as part of their overall push.
"We need to raise interest rates to a level that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
That 70s show star Danny Masterson walked out of a Los Angeles courtroom Wednesday a free man after a jury couldn't reach a verdict in his rape trial. Masterson was accused of rape by three different women, and the attacks were alleged to have taken place between 2001 and 2003. The three women were all part of the Church of Scientology at the time and say the church tried to silence them. Masterson is still a member. He says the encounters were all consensual. The women vowed to now take the claims to civil court. Deshaun Watson is expected to start for the Browns on Sunday now that his 11-game suspension is over. Speaking to the media on Wednesday, head coach Kevin Stefanski said,
"We're excited that Deshaun's able to play for us. I mean, we're excited that he's back out there. The guys have enjoyed having him, like we mentioned, back in the room the last few weeks. So I think having him out on the field will bring an element to our offense that is different. But how different, I think, remains to be seen."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.